in a thousand. We even had an argument, but I know that it's real, girl. See, I know that you haven't sinned, baby. But girl, I want that old flame back. Like us, that just throw that whole thing back. Not like it used to be when I was used to you, used to me, baby. But girl, it's like we're tweaking. You get mad, then I get mad, then we ain't speaking. No more kissing on the weekend. I need you better without you. See, I ain't breathing, baby, no.
Tuning in to Lady Diva Live Radio. Here I am, your host with the most here, Lady Diva. Phone lines are open right now, so give us a shout out, give us a call. I have a journey in music with R&B rising artist True Soul Davis here on my platform this evening. It is a Friday night here. I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana. Thank you all for my local fans out there. You know my hotline. Call in. All right, let's get it on. That track I just played was called In Love, also by True Soul Davis. True Soul, are you with me? True Soul Davis, are you with me?
Can you hear me? How you doing?
All right, you need to speak into your mic.
Can you hear me now?
You tell me where you calling from.
Cleveland, Ohio, born and raised.
Cleveland, Ohio. All right, Cleveland, Ohio fans out there. I have a star on my platform today. So that track there, In Love, what is the story behind the music?
In Love is, how would I put that in words other than saying it? In Love was just one of those tracks I was writing about, ups and downs of relationships, you know, things we go through. Like, I might have been going through something at the moment with somebody, and it, you know, I just translated my emotions into what I was, on paper, I should put it like that. What I was feeling, I put on paper, and then put it on wax. And it's just, you know, we are in relationships. We, one minute we happy, one minute we sad, one minute we love them, one minute we hate them. But I was just asking, why can't we just be in love like we used to be? Why we can't just stay in that moment? Let's just stay in love. Because once we get out of that, it's, I hate you, you hate me, or you creeping out, I'm creeping out, something foolishness. Let's just stay in love. So that's basically
right.
What that song is about. Her point of view, my point of view, of let's just stay in love. Let's not
right.
fight.
Thank you for that information. So as you know, you being a soul R&B artist, March the 5th is marked being R&B month. So how do you feel about that? Yeah,
well,
they
I never knew that, so I'm excited about that.
They just started it this year. So I'm on the road with a lot of R&B artists come on my platform, and I thank you. Let's talk about your newest album, Soul Fire. Soul Fire, I mean.
Excuse
me. Soul Fire. Yeah, what's the story behind that whole album there?
Soul Fire is a story. It's like a lot of my albums, you know, it completes a relationship, though. That's why when you, it's funny, I know you want to talk about it, but we just get right to it. It's the first record on the album, Impression. You simply leave an impression on the person when you meet them. And I wanted to tell the story of how I met a young lady, or how I met many young ladies, who knows. I just want to tell the story that I always want to leave the best impression on them, because that's all you get is the first chance. I mean, if you, your teeth ain't looking right, your shoes looking funny, you know, you're looking crazy. She might not give another chance, you know. That might be it. She go tell her homegirls, like, man, he walked up on me with his funky card on.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Whatever. So I just always feel like your first impression is everything. You know what I'm saying? First impressions last forever. So
true.
What impression is about. So
Okay,
you
got it.
You
want
to go track by track with you? And tell
Excuse
you the
me?
Story?
Excuse
I
me?
I can go track by track and tell you the story.
Well, that's what I want you to do on the show today. Do you want me to go ahead and play Impression?
You know what? You might as well, since we just were talking about it, you know, Impression.
Yes. Sure. So Impression is what you was just saying, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So I'm going to go ahead and spin Impression. And everyone listening, you can call in and give us your thoughts on that track. Here it is.
Baby, you're so fine. Girl, you blow my mind.
Yeah, I'm talking about you, baby. Just listen to me. Let's go.
And baby, girl, your style really drives me wild. Hey, 'cause when you said those words, sweet words like hi, hello, and how are you, you stole my heart. I never thought that love at first was true until I met you. And baby, now I got to have it. Good love is automatic. But from my past, girl, I've learned my lesson. I gotta leave my best impression on you. You're so fine.
Oh yeah,
girl, you blow my mind. Got to leave my impression.
Impression, I do.
Impression,
you're so
That is Impression by True Souls Davis. All right. Love it. Love it. So as we move along, will you go ahead and introduce yourself? Did I already ask you that?
No, you didn't, but I would definitely do it. My name is True Soul Davis. For all the listeners who do not know me, I'm True Soul Davis. That's T-R-U-S-O-U-L, space D-A-V-I-S, Davis. I'm Cleveland, Ohio, R&B soul singer. Born and raised here. And we're here right now, you know, with Lady Diva.
Yeah. So what inspired you to write and sing music? Who is what was your inspiration?
Inspiration I ever had. Came from my mom. It's my dog. It's my queen right there. It's my best friend, you know. My mother, she was a DJ at a local record shop in Cleveland called DNS Sound, I think it was called, or DNS Records. And she's always going to spin records at the shop, sell them, you know, make people buy them, you know, do a thing.
Yeah.
How y'all do. Then she would bring them home, and I would check them out and listen to them. So I can remember back to when I was like five. I had Stevie Wonder. I had an 8-track that she gave me because I had an old 8-track player in my room. She lived up this big old radio. It was like humongous. It had a vinyl, an album player on the left, 8-track player on the right, and then like the regular radio dials in the middle. It was huge. It was like, to me, it was like the best thing in the world because it was like it was bigger than me, and it was just so cool. So I was listening to all those records. I remember her bringing home Michael Jackson, all the Jackson 5 albums, all of Michael Jackson, even some of the Tito Jackson's Dynamite, I think it was called. She had Luther, everybody. So I listened to everybody, and she was the first inspiration. Then I remember my dad. He was in a singing group. He had a few groups, and I know he tore the house down in North Carolina one time, but I know. I used to watch him all the time in the house, rehearsing, singing with his partners, you know, Stan and Wallace and them. And I was always admired him, you know what I'm saying, because he would do it no matter what. One thing I always liked about my father when it came to singing, he'd be nervous sometimes. I ain't going to lie. We all do. But he'd just do it. No matter where he was at, what type of family function or anything, who was there, counting him to mess up, he always did it. So I liked that about my pops. So my mother and my father were my first inspirations off the top. And my older sister, I'm sorry, niece, my older sister, she's a good singer too. Dope voice. Not like a little fake Jasmine Sullivan almost. She had a beautiful voice. She can really blow.
Wow. So you had more like a musical family that you grew up with. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. Thank you for that. Thank you. So I would like to ask you, who was actually your favorite celebrity artist growing up?
Too many, but I can give you a few. We're gonna start. Okay, everybody know when you born in the 80s and 70s, I'm like, Michael Jackson was your favorite. So Michael Jackson was always my favorite. Like, that man's the king of pop. But despite all the other stuff, we're talking man in the music. This man was the entertainer's entertainer. He had that energy, and you'll never get it again. Closest thing you get to that is Breeze on stage. But Michael Jackson, Dave Hollister, I love Dave Hollister. I like my vocal father. I look up to Dave Hollister. I try to mimic a lot of his stuff.
Yeah.
But Dave Hollister, Michael, Johnny Gill is a huge place for what I do.
Okay.
In fact, when I wrote Open Your Heart, I was listening to Johnny's Let's Get the Moon Right.
Yeah.
And Christopher Williams. That's another person I really look up to, Christopher Williams. He had a song that All I See Is Your Love. Why don't you give it to me? You know, I took a little bit of that melody and that Johnny Gill, Let's Get the Moon Right, that slow, steady, like I'm talking to you, you know how you're talking to you. You look sweet as ever, it's how I picture you. So I'm like, I could do that. I could, what I say on Be Home, tonight is your night, and girl, you look so ready. So I was like, I could do the same thing, you know. So I just tried to make that my Open Your Heart was like my Let's Get the Moon Right, my All I See Is Your Love. You know, them guys, they just inspire. I mean, Luther, I mean, the best vocalist ever, the male vocalist ever. I ain't met nobody that can top Luther. I don't care what none of these other guys say. Y'all ain't doing what Luther. Luther can stand in the middle of the stage with just him and the microphone and just sing the dang alphabet, and everybody be sitting there like, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's got that voice, man. It's just, you know, but those are some of the heavy hitters I rock with. You know what I'm saying?
So since you're humming right now, why don't you spit some notes for us all? I want to hear you sing something.
What you want to hear? Doesn't treat you like his mama. Does he show his truth and his honor, baby? Does he make you feel your time is more than what money can buy? Oh, baby,
Oh my God.
I need to know because the pain's for the show and I look in your eyes. And you ain't got to go through that, baby. I'm going to stop, though, because I didn't do the whole
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I fell in love with that song. And that's the next song coming up I'm going to spin is These Questions.
Yes.
What inspired you? What is the story behind the song, the music?
The what?
What's the story behind that track there? What's the story, brief story behind These Questions?
Well, real quick, it's simple. I was feeling some type of way when I was recording, and I just wanted every lady I knew to answer these questions. It's just that simple. You can answer these questions, and the fellas too. If you can answer these questions about yourself or about your mate, whether it's, you know, female or male, however you're doing it, if they can, you know, answer these the proper way, and they say that's the majority of these, and you on the right path. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know that. You got to be. Because some of that stuff is hard. You know, if he ain't treating you like his mama, I mean, he ain't putting you on a pedestal to where he treats you like a piece of glass. Firm, but he's gentle. And he ain't treating you right, man. He ain't treating you right.
All right now. All right. You're going to make some fellas out there a little itsy in their pants, but the ladies are loving it. I'm going to go ahead and spin these questions.
Itchy, it ain't you.
Huh?
I'm sorry, I said if you're iffy. If they're iffy, then it must be them I'm talking about. You better set your game up, player.
Yeah, well, some of them are like that. That's a fact. I'm going to go ahead and spin this track here. You staying at Hot Seat, True Soul Davis. We'll be right back. These questions.
Treat you like his mama? Does he show you his truth and his honor, baby? Does he make you feel your time is more than what money can buy? Oh, baby, I need to know, cause the pain starts to show when I look in your eyes. And you ain't gotta go through that, baby. Does he make you feel whole? Does he show you you're never alone? Does he nourish your soul, feed your mind with the positive gold? If the answer's no, no, then why you sit at home alone when you know he's gone? And you ain't gotta go through that, baby. These questions, baby, answer these questions for me. These questions, baby, answer these questions for me. These questions, can you answer these questions for me? These questions, baby, answer these questions for me. Does he support your dreams, motivate you to reach your supreme, baby? Does he make sure his queen's happiness is priority? Does he make you feel like he's incomplete if you were to leave? If no, you ain't gotta go through that, baby. And does he act like a king? Ever made plans to get on one knee for you? Show your whole family, your friends, what love should be, baby. Tell me.
Tell me, baby, is he?
Is he everything you want, everything you need? No, no. You ain't gotta go through that, no, no, baby. These questions, baby, answer these questions for me. These questions, baby, answer these questions for me. These questions, can you answer these questions for me? These questions, baby, answer these questions for me.
Well, all right. Hey, that is These Questions by R&B rising artist Trusoe Davis. All right. I love it. I love it. And Trusoe Davis, I would like for you to go ahead and give us information of your website, social media info, and where this whole album, Soul Fire, is at online streaming. Go right ahead.
Okay, yeah. My info is real simple. You know, my website is www.therealtrusoul.com. That's The Real Trusoul, T-R-U-S-O-U-L.com. You can find me on all social media at Trusoul Davis. That's T-R-U-S-O-U-L-D-A-V-I-S. It's that easy. That's simple. And
Thank you.
Soul Fire is available anywhere you can purchase music, anywhere you can stream or download. Soul Fire, just type in Trusoul Davis, T-R-U-S-O-U-L-D-A-V-I-S. Or you can just
Thank you. You have so much energy in your voice. Where you get that from, your daddy?
Maybe, yeah. Most of it I get. My mama got some of it. No, yeah, my dad.
So
my mama can't sing. She can't carry a tune in a handbasket, but it's all good.
Well, hey, you know what? It is what it is. I might be around a lot of talented friends, but I can't sing either. You know, I try, but
good.
They tell me to shut up. So, but I love music. That's just me. So as we move along on the show, the ladies want to know, will you be doing any live performances or online event anytime soon or in the future?
Future, most definitely. I know this summer I got a few festivals coming up, and I should be doing something over on the Canadian border. But as far as here, online, I'm going to get my Soul Saturdays going back for the ladies. I'm busy doing this movie. I'm in a movie right now. That's why I ain't really performing next month or two. But, yeah, I'm in a movie called Elves. I play the main character. Name is Smurf. And it's going to be dope. Shout out to Jim Williams for that. Shout out to my homie.
Oh,
Jim.
Wow.
But, yeah, I've been
really
busy doing the movie thing. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, okay.
You.
All right. So any other future projects or any upcoming making of any videos on any of the track songs on the album? Should we be looking forward to that coming up?
Yes, be looking for a video soon for that, These Questions. I'm working on a video for that. I just re-released the master, so it's going to be another video for that. And I'm just put that one out there.
And These Questions just been released. That track just been released today. Is that correct?
Yeah, the remaster's been released today. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I have other tracks that I'm going to play on the show. Open Your Heart and All Night.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the story behind the music with Open Your Heart and All Night?
Yeah, Open Your Heart was, just a way to talk to a lady, you know, and give her the gentlest way of saying, give me a minute of your time, please. Like, that's the sweet way of saying, can I please talk to you? Because tonight is your night. No, but it was my way of saying, let's see. It's funny you bring up All Night and Open Your Heart, because they kind of got the same vibe. Because I had the same feeling. But Open Your Heart is just a love ballad, talking to the lady, giving them something fresh to hear, something fresh to listen to. Because the turn up is real. Everybody turns up. But not everybody want to talk about the love or the heartbreak that comes with it, the emotions that come with it. And that's what Open Your Heart is about. Baby, we ain't got to sit in your car and listen to 2 Chainz and all them. Let's cut on
right.
Ooh, let me open your heart a little bit. Let me put this love up in there. Let me make you feel like the queen you are.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. I see that you an up and rising artist, and you strongly feel about bringing R&B back. So how far is your goal is in the making, keeping R&B here? A lot of male listeners see that you sing a lot of music sounding like it's back in the 80s and 90s. Is that your era?
Definitely. I was born in the 80s, so 90s is always my era. 2000s is too, but 90s is definitely where, that's where I hit home at. You see, it's like I can do, I was trying to do sounds that were like modern of today. You know, singing the way the guys are doing now, you know, rip it down or strip it down, as my manager, shout out to Marcellus, would say. Strip it down, you know, strip it down, probably throw some auto tune on, but it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Yeah, I'm glad.
You're so silly. She's, I'm glad. But I couldn't really rock with it because it didn't sound good on me. And I'm not knocking nobody to use it because I know a ton of these people that use it. But my personal feeling is that it's a crutch. And I don't want that crutch because when it's time to perform live, you got to show up and show out, baby. Ain't no auto tune. I mean, they got it. But, you know, ain't no auto tune on the phone right now. So if you say, sing something, I got to do it. So I'm not against, I mean, I am personally, for me, I'm against it. But for everybody else, nah. Do what you do, man.
Well, you hear so much of the auto-tune. You hear so much of the auto-tune in artist music now is becoming a norm, and it gets old real quick. And when I heard your voice, I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's like a fresh air, because your voice is so strong, it's natural. You just throw it out there like it ain't nothing. And that's one thing I like about your voice, and I really love the whole album. I mean, it's so fire. it's
good. When I was putting that together, I was just trying to make something that's timeless. Like, everybody want to make a hit. I just want to make something that you can play today and 10 years from now. That's all I'm trying to do, 20 years.
You can actually just sit there and just let the whole album just play back to back. To me, you can't go no wrong.
And I appreciate that, for real.
True Soul Davis, what is that ultimate desire, which you wish all your fans and curious listeners out there, what you want them to get out of this newest album, Soul Fire?
First of all, I want you to understand that the fire is that burning inside, that feeling that you feel, not you, but maybe you per se, anybody just listening, that little burning feeling in your chest, like you missing something, you need something, there's something, you know, something going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
This should help you with that. When you're feeling down and depressed or whatever, cut this album on, just press play, baby, I guarantee you feel better. It's for the ladies and the fellas, you feel me? Because I have my moments where I feel down, and I got to hear something to pick me up, you know what I'm saying? And that's when I say, I feel like dancing, so I cut on Spend the Night, featuring B.B. Ray or something. You know, I feel like moving. I feel like, you know, real love. I need that. So it's just, I want everybody to get, this is the basic information for a relationship. If you listen to it and you apply it and you take what I'm telling you, find out your own love language and use that to speak to your lady or use that to speak to your man, relationships will be a lot easier. We just got to communicate. So this is helping you with your comprehension. So when they're talking to you, this will help you understand what they're saying. That's what Soul Fire is. It helps you understand what they say.
Well, thank you for that information. I got a lot of feedback from ladies. They want to know, are you a romantic?
Am I romantic? Oh, my God.
Are you a romantic, romantic type of man? Do you slow dance? You just slow dance, or you do all kind of dances?
Oh, to be honest, I could do all type. That's funny, man. Like, I hope my brother and them ain't listening. I used to dance back in the day. Like, we had like a little dance, like a little clique, a little group. We'd be battling people. We thought it was a B2K or something. You got served. I don't know what we were. I got the moves, though, for the mommies. I can dance. But I like to slow dance and sip some wine or something, you know.
Okay.
The music. That's really me. Like, I'm not just putting on for the put on. That's really me. Like, I sit back.
Okay.
Cut on my little mood light, cut some music on, and just chill. So that's definitely my vibe. I'm extremely romantic.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I hope that satisfies the ears of the ladies out there. So you are more than welcome to give a shout out to all those lovely people that have supported you in your journey and the making of this newest album, Soul Fire. Soul Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Soul Fire. So go ahead and give a shout out.
Shout out to Queen Key, man. You know you're the number one for putting down that impression. You know you're number one. Shout out to the homie, what's her name, King Suleya. I appreciate you, Queen, for real love. The homegirl, Gwen Yvette, for More Than Friends. You got to check that joint out, too. Shout out to B.B. Ray for Spend the Night. We killed that. You know, In Love, that was my homegirl, Aisha Nae. She killed that, too. Man, what a wonderful record, man. I just thank everybody that was a part of that album, everybody that's in my corner that rock with me, period, like on my team, and then my team know who they are, because if you're on my team, you have an assignment, So, because we all got our assignment. But if you're on my team, you got an assignment. So I love you and I appreciate you. The people who rock with me and rock with my music, they're listening. Keep telling me they love it. They keep telling me to keep making it, keep going. I love you, and I mean that. Because sometimes I'm down and don't want to do nothing. I think about, you know, the people that walk up to me in the street. I ain't making this stop, Lady D. But people walk up to me in the street and be like, you made me feel like love is real again. You made me feel like I can love again. So hearing people say that type of stuff to me in the street that I ain't never even met, they just know my face and my music, that's a great feeling. So I appreciate all y'all. Anybody that rocks with me, I rock with you, man. That's straight up.
Let's give everyone an applause. Let's give everyone an applause. That they will keep on supporting you in all your music for our project. And you know, Truco Davis, you're more than welcome to come back on my platform. You're a friend for life. I got you. So as we move along, as we move along, any words of encouragement you would like to give for persons that are still dealing with dark times today? Any encouraging words you want to give?
Yes. First of all, never feel like you're alone. Lonely. You're never alone. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you call them, but the man upstairs, your higher power, whatever you look to is always with you. Stay focused on that. Stay grounded on yourself. Don't go looking for, don't go looking for support from anybody. Just get the support from those who genuinely support you. Don't go looking to your close friends and family and all that, because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to keep it 100% with you. They probably won't support you in the beginning. You got to support yourself. Everybody that's an entrepreneur or any type of hustler or grinder on their own, they understand what I'm saying. So you got to make them a believer. So make them a believer, but you got to believe in yourself. I got people in my corner like the homie Ailes, the homie Castle. They tell me every day, believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. You can't make nobody else believe in you. And even if they do believe in you, it's nothing if you don't believe in you. So always believe in yourself. Grinding and keep pushing. I'm telling you, it's worth it, man. Keep grinding. It's tough, but keep grinding. Oh, yeah, is there a number for people to call in?
657-383-0771 is the hotline number. If anyone still want to call in, have a few minutes here. Any other information? Well, thank you for those words of encouragement, True Soul Davis. But is there any other information you want to give about any upcoming events or any other information currently that's going on that you want to let us all know about?
Well, what's coming up now, I'm shooting it, is that movie, Ailes. You got to come check that out when you get a chance. I'm going to keep everybody posted, but that movie is going to be nice. It shows another side of me in the movie. So it's going to be a great movie. That's coming up next. And like I said, we got North Carolina. It's out this summer. We got a whole White Lion Audio Festival he's doing down there. So shout out to White Lion, Marcellus, Kenneth Park, and OG the Queen, is the beast acting. Shout out to all of them, you know, so... We got a lot coming up in the summer and more the warmer climate. Cause I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, and it's 18 degrees right now. So in more of the warmer climate, you know,
as
COVID restrictions lift, we have a lot coming up. So just watch me, follow me, True Soul Davis. I guarantee you're going to love it, man.
And I'm quite sure you will update everyone on your website and your social media pages, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a caller, area code 919. Go ahead and speak, please.
True Soul, what's up, man? It's Marcellus.
Hey.
What's up, boy?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing, Miss Miles? Hey.
All right.
Great. Yeah, just had to throw it out there, man. My lady and I are sitting here listening to you, brother, and you know we love you, man, and thank you so much for this opportunity to just, you know, share your music, man. I mean, I'm glad that we're with you, man. And, you know, we love you, brother. We're part of this thing together. And I couldn't be prouder to just be a part of what you're doing, man. I just have to give you a shout out and tell you we're here.
Most definitely, man.
And let me tell you, man, these questions, man, that song, every time it kicks on, because, you know, I got you on repeat on my playlist. every time that thing fires off, man, I get chills, brother. I love that tune. Good job, man.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Yes, ma'am. All right.
So you have anything to reply, True Soul Davis?
Oh, well, first of all, the feeling is mutual, Mark, because you know the love is real over here, man. You and your queen, man. And These questions, yeah, I'm glad you love it because we're gonna put this thing to the limit. And starting right here at the top of the year with this big Lady Diva giving me crack before. Yeah, so it's cool.
All right. All right. And thank you. True Soul Davis, everyone. Check out his album where it's streaming at all over online. The new release started today of These Questions. Mm-hmm. But check out the whole album. True Fire is the name of the album. And True Soul Davis, you keep in contact with me. I'm always going to be watching you. My work is never done. And I want to say good night to everyone. True Soul Davis, love your voice. Love your music. Keep it. Keep those positive vibes as you're going through right now. Love your vibes. Love your style. And I want to thank everyone for their support. Please do tune in to my shows on WJBC Radio here locally here in Evansville, Indiana. They will be playing all my recorded shows Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That is 99.9 WJBC. And I want to thank everyone. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Lady Diva Live Radio. Good night, everyone.
Treat you like his mama. Does he show you his truth and his honor, baby? Does he make you feel your time is more than what money can buy? Oh, baby, I need to know, cause the pain starts to show when I look in your eyes. And you ain't gotta go through that, baby. Does he make you feel whole? Does he show you you're never alone? Does he nourish your soul, feed your mind with the positive gold? If the answer's no, no, then why you sit at home alone when you know he's gone? And you ain't gotta go through that, baby. These questions, baby, answer these questions for me. These questions, baby, answer these questions for me. These questions, can you answer these questions for me? These questions, baby, answer these questions for me. Does he support your dreams, motivate you to reach your supreme, baby? Does he make sure his queen's happiness is priority? Does he make you feel like he's incomplete if you were to leave? If no, you ain't gotta go through that, baby. And does he act like a king? Ever made plans to get on one knee for you? Show your whole family and your friends what love should be, baby. Tell me,
baby, is he?
Is he everything you want, everything you need? No, no, you ain't gotta go through that. No, no, baby.
These questions, baby, answer these questions for me. These questions, baby, answer these questions for me. These questions, can you answer these questions for me? These questions, baby, answer these questions for me. Thank you.
I won't rush it on, no. I'll keep it nice and steady. City, you ain't gotta go nowhere. I'ma take my time, and I can do it all for you, baby. Just open your heart, open your mind, baby,
makes the mood so right. I pour you some Chardonnay.